A stunning admission about the border. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. It came in a congressional hearing on border security Wednesday in an exchange between House Homeland Security Chairman Mark Green and Raul Ortiz, the chief of U.S. Border Patrol.
Does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
Chief Ortiz told lawmakers that migrant flows in some areas of the border is a crisis and said there have been nearly 400,000 known gotaways this year. No committee Democrats attended the hearing, calling it political theater. Federal transportation safety regulators told an FAA safety summit on Wednesday the country's aviation systems are safe. But the leader of the union representing air traffic controllers warned staffing shortages in control towers could change that. The safety summit follows several near collisions at some major U.S. airports. Senate Majority Leader Schumer calling for a thorough safety investigation of several U.S. railroads in the wake of the toxic train derailments in East Palestine, Ohio.
Right now, local communities are only notified of hazardous trains coming through if they have a certain number of cars or a specific type of hazardous substance. Is that too narrow? Can we expand this to give more transparency? I need answers. We all need answers.
California's Governor Newsom Wednesday toured some areas of the state hard hit by recent storms and said he's asked President Biden for disaster relief money.
I mentioned, Mr. President, the goal is a major disaster, so we get this direct assistance to small businesses, individuals, but we recognize we've got to meet the threshold, and we're in the process of assessing that. He says as soon as you get that assessment in, let me know, and so we have all the confidence he'll be there for us.
California has been hit by 11 major storms this winter, which have helped ease drought conditions for much of the state. Some mandatory water restrictions in Southern California have been lifted. Wall Street mixed Wednesday. The Dow dropped 280 points. NASDAQ gained 6. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden says he is committed to lowering the cost of prescription drugs.
To go along with some drug companies pledging to drop costs of life-saving drugs such as insulin for diabetics, President Biden at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, pointed to a provision in the Inflation Reduction Act that he says he will hold drug makers accountable for.
The drug companies that raise prices faster than inflation have to pay back the difference to Medicare.
The president claims that limit will make drug copays cheaper. He criticized some Republicans for wanting to repeal the act and again called on the GOP to show their budget proposal and where they want to cut spending. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Honda is recalling 500,000 of its more popular vehicles in the U.S. and Canada, including some CRVs and Odysseys, because the front seat belts may not latch properly. Owners will be notified by mail in about a month from now. It may soon be easier to buy a handgun in North Carolina.
A bill heading to North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper's desk would eliminate a long-standing requirement that handgun buyers obtain a permit from their local sheriff. The measure has enough bipartisan support to overturn a possible veto by the Democratic governor. Currently, sheriffs have to evaluate the character and mental wellness of anyone wanting to buy a pistol. Supporters say updates to mental health records and the national background check system negate any need for the sheriff's involvement. Opponents say background checks aren't required for private gun sales. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The American Kennel Club says America has a new favorite dog breed, announcing the French Bulldog has become the nation's most prevalent purebred dog. Frenchie's nosing out Labrador Retrievers for the top spot. Labs had been the top dog in the U.S. for a record 31 years. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.